That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Shamrock Uniform Reveal Hangover Edition style of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find this program on the popular website known as YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up if you approve of the content. Appreciate that as well. Hit notifications. You'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish Rat, Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want me. You can locate me. Call-in line, 312-900-8815. Welcome in, everyone. And as always, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Picked up a lot of new people lately. Thanks to every single one of you. You're getting in at the right time. The season's right around the corner. And I just may have a few surprises in store for everybody that I will be revealing shortly. Stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss it. I promise that. So, as most of you've seen by now from your own social media or my post in the community tabs here on YouTube, Notre Dame's unveiled their alternate unis for the BYU game in Las Vegas in October. By the way, this isn't really what this episode's about, but Notre Dame people better start thinking about that Vegas game against BYU. There's a strong possibility that will be the third or fourth toughest team and toughest game we play all year. So, and I know it's like, well, it's BYU. Look at their recruiting. How could they be that good? They kind of have the opposite thing going on, where they're not all going to the NFL, burning and churning those years. And then if you catch something that works, that's how you end up with a lot of upperclassmen, fourth and fifth year guys that are men out there playing football that have been together for 4 or 5 years in the program. So I'm just telling you, that isn't the point of this episode, but it's in my head that that game could be trickier than any of us want it to be. Think the spread right now is Notre Dame 8, 8.5, something like that. Just don't be surprised if that is the third or maybe fourth hardest game we play all year. So that aside, I had to get that out. Everybody in this fan base, it seems, loves to debate uniforms, what they should look like. And then when we have an alternative one, something for the Shamrock series, do we like it? Do we hate them? Go back and forth on Facebook, social media. It's a fun off-season thing to talk about. Whatever. Let me be clear on my position. I don't care what the jerseys look like on an alternate one-off basis. Just win the football game. Win the football game, and I don't care what you wear. I don't care what you wear. All right? It's a one-off uniform thing. Who cares? Win the game. Win the game. I saw this with the Chicago Bear fans this week as well. They weren't loving the all-orange, I call them pumpkin head helmets. It's a one-off. It's one game. If they said they were going to use these forever, you know, then I have a problem with it. But if it's a one-off, one game, you're trying to sell some merch, I don't care about that. Just win the game. Win, win, win. All right? As for the specific fit, this one with the white and the gold, whatever. Whatever. I guess I don't understand. White's not really a Notre Dame color. So I would prefer something more unique. Either modern or vintage, that's blue, green, or gold. White's not really a Notre Dame color. So that surprised me a little bit. But again, I cannot restate this enough. For all the things I get mad at with Notre Dame and complain about and go rant about, this ain't going to be it. It's one game. Who cares? Win the game. You don't win the game, then I care a lot. Not about the uniforms, but that you didn't win the game. So for a one-off, do whatever you want. Just make sure you put a W in the column and we all keep it moving. So that's the one thing I don't understand. White's not really a Notre Dame color. and it's prominent. It's the most prominently featured color here. Whatever, don't care, win it. But that is not the main point of the discussion. This is largely just social media fodder over what colors people like or hate. The real takeaway here is being missed by some people, a lot of people. The Hangover movie scene video with Freeman, Foskey, and the Golics that accompanied this reveal. Brilliant. Brilliant. So brilliant that even fans of other teams that hate us are saying how cool it was and they liked us. Liked it. Not like us, like it. There was Michigan bloggers saying, man, this is really cool. This is very well done. Okay. Notre Dame football trending on Twitter today nationally, not just in the sports niche, nationally because of this. All right. So that was well done and fantastic. So it's about what this all represents. Kelly would never do something like this. Never in a million years. But Freeman embraces it. Wants to be cutting edge. Wants to be new. Wants to be modern. Having the Golics involved and Foskey and Mayer. It's just beautiful. This video is the latest example of how modern and hip this program is getting. Creative, more exposure, humor. I love it all. People like this stuff. Just people. People respond well to clever things like this. This also, things like this also help break down that narrative, that stuffy, uppity Notre Dame narrative feel that we've had forever. I feel that, have felt that at Notre Dame. Stuffy, uppity. Sometimes it's like, I mean, do I even belong here? It's just too stuffy. That stuff is being broken down and going bye-bye. Going bye-bye. That's modern age college football progress. And you know where else I felt that and saw that? At the Blue and Gold game. First time being back on campus, a round of football activity since Freeman took over, Kelly left for the Swamps. And I literally just felt the vibe. It was more laid back. It was more easygoing. It was more welcoming. Not in an irresponsibly casual way, but just a little less stuffy and a little more open. And I think that's good. And it's modern and it'll help. Like I said, this operation, this video was trending overall on Twitter, generates buzz, generates energy. The players and the recruits like it. It's a more modern way of doing something. That's progress, Notre Dame fans. Some people may not think so, but stuff like this helps in recruiting. It does, 100%. You can push back all you want if you want to. I believe creative, fun, lighthearted things like this. Everybody's seen the Hangover movie. Even my parents thought it was cool. You know, they're in their 60s, but they've seen it. Everybody relates to this. Everybody likes it. It's just great. It's good for recruiting. The guys see it on social media. Man, that's cool. That's fun. That looks dope. I want to meet these guys. This stuff all adds up and it all matters. This is the latest example of Notre Dame being young, hip, modern, fun, cool. Things that as much as we all love Notre Dame our whole lives could never, ever, ever say before. Couldn't. You just couldn't. Brian Kelly wouldn't allow young and modern and hip and laid back and fun and cool. And energetic. He would not allow it. It's not how he coached. Right? So I can't put a measurement on it, but this kind of stuff in totality is going to pay dividends, I believe. It may not just be this one specific thing. But you start adding all these little extra touches. The gold throne recruiting thing didn't work for Dante Moore. Still a cool angle. That stuff. This stuff. I just think Freeman being at the offseason workouts when the guy said Kelly was nowhere to be found before. All these little things. All these little things. Having the entire recruiting operation wear the same shoes as a recruit does, because you know that that's his deal and that's his little niche that he likes, is to collect van shoes of different styles and colors. Come to a recruiting visit, the whole staff's wearing them. Automatic connection with the player shows that they're paying more attention than just my film, but who I am as a guy. Add all of these seemingly little touches together, and I think those little touches can turn into something big in totality down the road. I love the creativity. I love the fun. I love the humor. And I love the reach this is getting. The reach this is getting. It is helping break down that boring, stuffy Notre Dame narrative. It is. It helps. The Freeman era is one of modernity at Notre Dame, and it's needed, it's welcome, and it's going to help the cause. Terrific job by whoever's idea this was. The Golics were funny in it in their roles. Notre Dame social media people, great job putting this all together. The digital media people, these are the kind of things that I saw other schools doing, and I'd sit there on social media and just be so frustrated. I would be like, man, if I was a high school kid, I could see how this would appeal to me. And we just didn't do any of that before. We didn't do any of that before. We weren't interested. We weren't even trying to be creative in these ways. This is all progress. It's all trending in the right direction, and I love it. All right? So, the white, it doesn't do much for me, but on a one-off game, who cares? That's not really the lead of the story. The lead of the story is what this represents that the program is morphing into. A modern, hip, fun, energetic, cool program that people are drawn to. And a head coach that people are drawn to. You cannot measure what that's worth in value. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.